In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus told her that she was the little daughter of the divine will, and that she should transmit to the world the desire of the Creator that all men should be children of His divine will. In other words, they should fulfill His will, but not as slaves or servants, out of fear or interest, but as children who act out of love. So the will of the human being is the same as the will of God, united in the same will by love. In this way, the words of the Our Father prayer may be truly spoken, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The first will of God is the salvation of men and making them happy eternally. But we are not robots, and therefore we must accept the divine will and make it ours. We must unite ourselves with God and other men for love. Love is what unites us in the same will to create among all the kingdom of the fiat, that is, the kingdom of God's will, which is fulfilled in all for His good, His happiness, and salvation. To speak of the will of God is also to speak of being obedient to His plans and commandments, as well as to the legitimate superiors who act in the name and with the authority of God. Remember that to obey is to love. And loving also means accepting everything that happens to us as loved or at least allowed by God for our good. Everything that happens in each moment bears the stamp of God's will, so that the present moment is, to some extent, an ambassador of divine will. This will that seems to be hidden, but is undoubtedly present in every circumstance, even the adverse ones of life. That is why we must abandon ourselves to the will of God and accept everything that happens to us as coming from the loving hands of our Father God. If we have enough faith, we would say at every moment before any event, "It is the Lord. The Lord wants it." Let us accept His will. Let us unite our will with His. He knows better than we do what is good for us, and move forward, even if we do not see the future, like a child who goes confidently in the arms of his mother. St. Augustine used to say, "God's will is that you be healthy sometimes, other times that you are sick. If the will of God is sweet to you when you are healthy and bitter when you are sick, you are not perfect in your heart. Because you do not want to unite your will to His, but you intend to twist God's to yours." St. Francis de Sales tells us, "Humble yourselves willingly before those acts that are externally less important, when you know that God wants them. Because it does not matter whether the acts we do are big or small, as long as the will of God is fulfilled. Aspire often to the union of your will with our Lord Jesus Christ." Pope John XXIII himself repeated, "True greatness consists in fully and perfectly doing the will of God." For this reason, we must live the present moment in the fullness of God's love, knowing that the most beautiful moment of our life is the present moment, in which the will of God is manifested in some way, without forgetting that the will of God is drenched in His love. Talking about the divine will is the same as talking about the love of God that always wants our good, our sanctification, and our happiness, in an eternal perspective. Therefore, lovingly accept the adverse things of each day as coming from His loving hands. Do not rebel by speaking with anger, acting with violence against others. Accept things that do not depend on you, such as heat, cold, rain, scarcity, or the pain of some disease. Do not say, "What unbearable heat, what a disgrace, what a bad time. God is above the circumstances." Say like Jesus, "Father, not my will be done, but yours." And with the confidence of knowing that God loves you and does everything for your good, abandon yourself in His loving hands, even if you don't understand anything. Let yourself be carried away by Him without asking where. Abandoning yourself to Him is to unite your will to His, to live in that kingdom of His will, where peace and love reign, here on earth as it is in heaven. To abandon yourself is to be at all times available to His unknown plans. Are you willing to let yourself go? To suffer what He has for you? Are you afraid of what His love asks of you? Let Him think for you. Let Him act and trust. Love and trust. Abandon yourself. Accept His will without hesitation. Do the best you can and leave the rest in His hands. He watches over you. has providence for you, and takes better care of you than the best of mothers. In conclusion, love and wait, trust and let yourself go. Put yourself in His hands without fear, and the will of God, accepted by you with love, will make of you a work of art of love, a saint, even if you are not canonized, because holiness is love, and living with love in every moment is His holy will. Amen. Luisa Picaretta tells us, "I was one day, as is my custom, merging into the most holy will of God, and while I revolved in it to put I love you in all things, I wanted my Jesus to see nothing or hear nothing except I love you. And while I repeated the chorus, I love you, I thought to myself, you can see that I am truly a little girl who cannot say anything other than repeat the little song learned. And also, what is the use of repeating and always repeating I love you, I love you? And while I was thinking this, my adorable Jesus came out of me, making me see in all His divine person, printed everywhere, I love you, on the lips, on the face, on the forehead, in the eyes, on the chest, on the back, and on the palms of the hands, on the tips of the fingers, in short, everywhere. And with tenderness, He said to me, my daughter, are you not happy that no I love you that comes out of you is lost, but that all remain imprinted on me? Also, do you know what good it is to repeat it? You must know that when the soul decides to do a good or to practice a virtue, it forms the seed of that good or that virtue. Then, by repeating these acts, it forms the water to irrigate that seed in the earth of the heart itself. And the more often it repeats them, the more it waters that seed, and the plant grows beautiful, green, so that it soon produces the fruits that the seed contains. But if the soul fails to repeat them, it happens that many times that seed is suffocated, and if it grows, it grows weak and never bears fruit. Repeating I love you gives you water to water and form the tree of love. Repeating with patience waters and forms the tree of patience. And repeating your acts in my will forms the water to irrigate and make the divine and eternal tree of my will grow in you. Nothing is formed with a single act, but with many and many repeated acts. Repeating the same act is a sign that you love and appreciate yourself. Therefore, repeat without ever getting tired, I love you. The I love you of the earth resounds in heaven, travels the seas of the love of the Heavenly Mother, and says in everything, I love you. Heaven and earth kiss each other and celebrate together. In the divine will, we will form seas of love, seas of adoration, and seas of glory for our God and Creator. So it is clear, a good and effective way to unite our will to the divine is to constantly repeat in everything that happens to us, and for all the things that surround us, I love you. If you feel sad and want to yell at someone violently, say patiently, I love you, Lord. If it is hot or cold, if you are hungry or thirsty, if your head or back hurts, if you feel disappointed by the betrayal or damage that has been done to you, or because everything has gone wrong, say decisively, I love you, I love you, I love you. And repeat these words thousands of times to Father God to accept His will and repress your negative feelings, which want to separate you from God and His will. When you see a flower or a beautiful sunset and feel joy in your heart, repeat strongly, I love you. When you hear the chirping of a little bird, the whisper of the wind, or the murmur of the stream, when the water refreshes your thirsty lips or the wind calms the sweat on your forehead, repeat with force and love, I love you. Faced with the beauty of a child or a beautiful landscape, keep repeating, I love you. And so in each thing and in each circumstance, rest assured that your Father God will feel happy that your love, expressed so simply and repeatedly, will cheer His divine heart and His will, united with yours, will bless you much more than you can dream or wish for. Right now, repeat with me, in union with all creation and with all the angels, saints in heaven, and good men on earth, I love you, Lord. I love you so much, Dad. Father God, or simply, thank you, Lord. I love you very much. Jesus, I love you. I trust you. If you are not subscribed to our channel yet, please subscribe to 99 Catholics down below, because that helps to support us. And don't forget to give us a like if you enjoyed this video.